I'm scared. Lainey and Allison crept into the creaky wood floors and tried to be quiet, but then they heard a conversation.
Well done, boys. You seem to kill her good and fast. Now I need you to deliver her dead body to the freezer of her house. Now!
Yes, sir.
Lainey and Allison walked out of the house and onto the cold concrete grounds of their creepy neighborhood.
Did you hear that? They killed Alice.
We need to tell her, Mom, in a simple way. Lainey and Allison ran toward Alice's house. Allison was shaking and trembling. She could barely walk. Finally, when they reached her home, they knocked jauntily.
Hello, sweethearts. Where's Alice? Are you guys done trick-or-treating already? Come in, come in.
Hello, Alice, well...
You probably can't talk because you're thirsty and your throat's dry, huh? Let me fetch you both something. Follow me, girls.
The girls followed Alice's mom down the hallway to the kitchen.
How about some French toast to go with your hot cocoa?
Allison tried to make the mom avoid opening the freezer because of what she heard from the ghost, but the mom opened it anyway.
French toast goes perfect with hot cocoa.
The mom opened the freezer to take out some French toast and to find her daughter, blonde hair, blue eyes, and a smart girl frozen dead in the freezer. Everyone's eyes were filled with shock and sadness.